Hey, what's up, everybody? This week on the show, we are trying to distract ourselves from the stressful week we're all about to have. We'll be talking to Fred W. about his movie reviews, and later on the show, we'll be playing a game that Steve made up called The Wrong Ting. Is that correct, Steve?
It's the wrong thing, man. It's the wrong thing.
All right, well, we'll see you in a bit on Finger Guns Comedy. But we have such a fantastic show for everybody today. Oh my gosh. What a week we are having with everybody here. We are here to distract ourselves from all the things that are happening. We're going to start off the show with some headlines. But first we do that, I'm going to bring out one of my co-hosts who's going to join me on headlines today to just tell me how good I'm doing. Steve Sotelo, what's up, baby?
Good. Am I doing this right?
I think so.
Never done it.
Why don't we go ahead? Let's go ahead and go to some motherfucking headlines. Boop, 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 boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah. All right. Ready for some headlines. All right. Political advisor James Cavill predicts we'll know pretty early the results of the 2020 presidential election. He later said, pretty early, meaning sometime this year. Sometime this year, Steve.
Oh, I get it, because the whole thing where people are like, you know, everything's like super late because of like the DiGiorno guy and like the mail and the post office.
The DiGiorno guy and the mail. That's what I was going for.
Tight.
Walmart is returning firearms and ammunition to store shelves after the retail giant removed the products in some of its U.S. stores as a precaution in response to protests in Philadelphia. They later said they are now replacing their slogan from always low prices to always locked and loaded.
Well, I mean, I feel like the savings are still something that they should put forward. Like, hey, you'll save some money here over like, hey, you'll have free ammunition, which I guess is still a value, but wait, that was a joke, right?
Yes, that was the joke. Yeah, that was
joke. Oh, that's humorous. Okay.
Lovely when I have to explain the joke. Always good. I'm feeling it. Joe Biden quotes Eminem in an ad encouraging people to vote. The video to accompany the caption, "We have one shot, one opportunity, one moment. Don't miss this chance." And then followed by the word vote. Trump later followed up with his own Eminem quote, "Drop it like it's hot."
Well, no, that's God darn it, Trump. That's not a. It's Snoop Dogg.
No, I'm getting booze.
That's booze, Snoop Dogg.
Booze from the audience. Booze from the audience so far.
I'm more upset.
Doing great.
I'm not booing at all. I'm just
Trump, some of our friends are booing. I can see it. I see them commenting. Let's see. Looking good, Steve. So far, we got Ed saying,
thank
no,
you.
He did not. Well, I tried. Okay. Kate Harmon following me up with that bah-ha-ha-ha. Anyways, here we go. You ready for this last one? Here we go. One final one here.
Wait, there's only three jokes?
Well, we're gonna figure one out here in a second. Convoys of Trump supporters have taken. Have you heard about this? Convoys of Trump supporters have taken to the road around the country in the closing days of the election, causing the Texas Democratic Party to cancel three events. The Biden campaign later responded by saying, "Go fucking vote."
Joe Biden did not cuss.
He did not cuss, did he? No, I think that's what he said. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know if I want that to be my nominee. You know, you already have Donald Trump talking about, you know, putting his fingers in pussies and stuff. And then you have Joe Biden cussing. I don't know.
He puts interesting. Sean, we had one more joke about Sean Connery that you're going to help me write. Are you ready? You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. This week, Sean Connery died at the age of 90. and mm-hmm. what died along with him, Steve?
Our hopes for a like a reboot, like, you know how like when like with like cinema and like TV shows right now, how they're like rebooting everything, and then they're bringing people back, like Fuller House and like stuff like that. It's like, oh, like a new 007 film, but with every 007 who's still alive. It,
like,
I mean,
the
they
Doctor
still,
Who special.
Yeah, they could still do it. It would just be one less 007. Because Pierce Brosnan is still alive.
The joke is, Sean Connery died at the age of 90 this weekend, and what died along with him was the hope for
the
a
chances
Doctor
for
Who style. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say the, you know how they do reboots like Fuller House.
Oh, we're gonna go back and do it again. All right, thank you so much, Steve, for joining us. You have a game for us this week. Is that correct?
I do have a game show this week. I do have a game for us to do this week.
Lovely. Well, I do. Wanna,
are we going? Are we doing that right now?
No, we're not. I was just going to start bringing in the other people here. But first, I'm going to show off this nice new mug that we have available on our Tee Public store. Finger Guns Comedy. Here we go.
It's a nice glass, or it's a nice mug.
Tastes like my jokes. That's subjective.
Smooth. Why are you drinking?
Speaking of smooth, we have one smooth operator, a.k.a. Grizzy himself, Danny Carpenter. What's up, Danny?
Who's Grizzy?
Griswold. Grizz Bear. What's that guy's name you were dressed up as?
Gritty.
Gritty. Gridiron. Gritty. I knew that. Grit. I just spilled my drink everywhere, Danny.
Oh, no.
But did it taste good at least?
It tasted like my jokes. Danny, how are you doing, man? I know we got a stressful week ahead. What are your plans for this week?
I'm going to work every day.
Cool.
So that's my plans.
Are you mentally preparing yourself for the week ahead? Just curious.
No.
No?
I'm just going to hope for the best. I'm just going to hope for the best. Every store around where I work has had their windows boarded up for about a week now. So they're also hoping for the best, you know?
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I feel like it's important to be hopeful as well. So I agree with that, Danny. You gotta have hope. We'll play it as it lies. How are we going? Steve, I didn't ask you, what are your plans for this week? You got any plans for this week?
I'm going camping tomorrow.
Wow. Getting out of the city. That's probably a smart move.
Yeah. I'm going to Malibu. I just made this plan yesterday, and the person I made the plans with was like, oh, yeah, I'm going on Tuesday. And then today, like this morning, I was like thinking about it, and I was like, oh, tomorrow I'm going camping. Oh, my goodness, tomorrow's election day. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, are we going camping because we're trying to escape election day? And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I'll bring some booze then.
Very cool. Very cool. News. So you will not know the... are you going to check your phone at all while you're out there?
I hope I can. Did I tell you guys I wanted to get a gun?
Yeah, you mentioned
no,
that.
No, you did not mention that.
Yeah.
What kind of gun are you thinking?
Like a handgun.
Sick. Oh, okay.
But the thing is that like I wanted to do this like last week.
You did say, actually, you're such a Sean Connery fan, you're going to get a Walther PPK.
I don't know the guns. I just was going to pick one that looked nice and then get bullets for it.
Heavy.
I didn't want anything too big, but it takes 10 days. And I didn't want to wait that long because I would be dead already.
Yeah, it's too late. You're already dead.
Yeah, that's 10 days. We're either in the apocalypse completely and you're fucked, or... you'd never need it to begin with. Waiting too long, let's go ahead and bring Amelia Gonzalez on. Amelia, what's going on, Amelia?
It's going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a brand new camera, just like me. You look great.
Thank you.
You start the game show. No, Ed, we did not start the game show already. We're just introducing the guests. We got a little late start here today. Amelia, what are your plans for this week?
Oh my gosh. I don't have any yet. I'm a very spontaneous person, so I'll start planning things probably the day of. But if we're asking about tomorrow, which happens to be election day, I think I'm going to probably start drinking around 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't get that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's probably a smart move to start drinking. What are you doing any like cheat foods tomorrow or anything like that besides the drinking?
Was I not supposed to be cheating on foods?
Well, like
I've just been eating.
are you eating anything special tomorrow?
Oh, hopefully I should. I should, huh? I shouldn't just drink at 5.
I'm drinking. I will be drinking and eating pizza and ice cream tomorrow.
Yeah, get a nice meal that you like.
Yeah, exactly. Regardless of the situation. That's mostly what I'm talking about is mental health this week. We all need to stay positive and stay active. And if you can, donate some time to guard some ballots if you're in a swing state.
Please
go do that. That's what I would suggest. But also, it's important to stay positive, regardless of the outcome. But seeking to stay positive, that's not what we're going to hear. We are here to distract ourselves from the bullshit of going on in the rest of the world with Steve's game, The Wrong Ting. Take it away, Steve.
All right, guys. Well, my friends, I like coming up with bullshit, and so that's not what I wanted to show.
What is this? What are we looking at right now?
It's a new thing. Okay, it's called the wrong thing, everyone. I keep touching myself here because I'm used to like having glasses here. But anyway, sorry guys. So here's how we play my new game show called The Wrong Thing. You guys ready for the rules?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
And for the viewers at home, please read along with us because you guys are also contestants in this game show.
Oh.
So let's go over the rules for The Wrong Thing. Every contestant will start with 20 points. And as we progress throughout the show, we will have 1 point deducted every time they do the designated wrong thing of that show. The goal of the game is to figure out what the wrong thing is before their points are reduced to 0. Everyone has the same wrong thing, so make sure you're observing when others have done the wrong thing. I will only verify what the wrong thing is, either when someone guesses it or the show time is up. And then last but not least, the viewers are also welcome to guess as well. If you guess correctly, you will be receiving a special prize. And I have that prize with me to my right. I'm very excited to hand that to someone. So if you guys do guess it correct and you guys are win, please, you know, follow up with us and we'll be making sure that we can contact you and I'll deliver that special prize to you. I want to give us a good time limit. So that time limit is going to be at 8:10. At 8:10, we will be finished with our game time. And so if you get it, hopefully you guys guess it by that point. If not, I will continue on the next opportunity that we have to play this game. It will be we will be continuing the same wrong thing. Are you guys ready to play?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. The game time starts now.
So we're just supposed to like chat and hang out pretty much?
Yes. I do have segments. Did you guys want to play? We'll do one of my games first, like my mini games, and then we'll just continue on with the show.
Sounds good.
So we are going to be doing a segment called The Sorting Hat. I am the Sorting Hat, but I'm not just, you know, a Hogwarts Sorting Hat. I'm for things that usually don't get represented. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys a specific question. And then I want to get an answer from that. And whatever answer you give me will help me figure out how to sort you guys. So the question I have for you guys, and it's very open-ended, is when you think about justice and right and wrong, where do you think the line is between right and wrong and getting justice and not getting justice?
Depends on the crime.
Real quickly, quick divergence. Andrew wants to know, did you just eat the whole lollipop that you were chewing on there, Des?
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so upset I didn't see that.
I did. There's a little bit of chocolate left over.
Right on. Okay.
A little Tootsie Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice.
I need the question repeated because I don't know how to answer this wittingly.
Sure. Absolutely. But already, I'm going to announce that Amelia has done the wrong thing and she has been deducted 1 point. So she is with 19 points left.
What's the rules on guessing?
You can guess, but I will only confirm it if you guessed it right.
Is it laughing?
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam has won the game.
Wait, what are you talking about? So the game's over.
Yep.
What the heck?
Wait, what just happened, Steve?
Can't we just...
It's over. You won.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen.
Steve has to give us all $20, I think. No, because Amelia only got down to 19.
No, yeah. Well, you guys didn't win it. Like, there's no more money involved because you guys were like, oh, we don't need money.
Oh, right.
Wait,
right.
Who said that?
So, there's a prize now. It's the prize part of it.
For the people in the chat who are now yelling at me, it's Edge and Ed. Which is weird because I thought Edge and Ed was Edward. This is not an Eric Decker shirt because there's Edward J. Rosales. Edward J. Roselace. And then I look at it.
I think that's a joke on me, right? Because I used to spell his name wrong.
Maybe.
No, I added Rojales. Wait, so Steve, so let me ask you a question. You didn't think anyone would pick up on the fact that it would happen after somebody's laugh? It really was laughing on a comedy show.
It's pretty safe.
The idea was out to be delayed.
Yeah, normally we wouldn't there wouldn't be that much laughing on the show, but I guess it's a pretty good show this week.
And honestly, I didn't think that you would pick up on it that quickly. All right, well, then we could still play the normal games. All right, let me ask that question again because I still have the stuff prepared for the sorting hat.
You have so many slides prepared.
Don't look. I want this to... Well, I guess you can look now, but all of those things are actually meant to be like...
What's going on?
I literally feel bad. I feel so bad. I'm so sorry, Steve.
I'm hurt.
That's supposed to last us like the rest of the 45 minutes?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, what was the question? Steve, give us the question again.
What is... Well, I feel embarrassed. I love it. What is the line between right and wrong and justice and injustice?
Justice and injustice.
And Danny was saying it depends on the crime.
Well, I feel like, yeah, injustice, also could potentially be perspective too, right? Like what is wrong is more dependent on like who they are, who's on the side of the conversation. You know, do people think, voting early is wrong? And certain other people.
Big no to the Gruding hat, by the way. That's not a Gru pun. I just want to clarify that really quick.
Just to clarify for the podcast with somebody, Liam Andrew 2 said the Gruding hat instead of the sorting hat, which
Liam and like Gru 2.
Yeah, it seems like there was a leap that we kind of missed there. What's your next question there, Steve?
I didn't get anyone's answer.
Amelia answered no.
No.
I didn't. I sidetracked. I feel like an idiot. I need the question repeated again.
What is? Oh, sorry. I chewed on ice and I have sensitive teeth.
Danny, what are you laughing at?
No, comment that just says, I was already laughing at Steve, and then this comment just popped in. Dude got a big head, and I don't know who they're talking about.
Okay, so Steve, why don't you go ahead and read this whole comment? It's a long one. From Stepdaddy Dens.
This is like those moments in Mr. Robinson's when someone's idea is shot down. I would, but I have a big head and little arms, and I don't think this was thought through. That hurts. But it's very accurate. I had other ideas for like what the wrong thing could possibly be, but I really thought that like someone laughing was like a good idea for a first show, and it was clearly not. The question, Amelia, was where is the line between injustice and justice and right and wrong?
So it's a two-part answer then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I see. Is there a right answer to this? Is it more like rhetorical? Quick question.
It's rhetorical. It's basically you telling me your answer helps me figure out how to sort you in my mind.
I see. So there's steps. This is all like part of a tree, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Edward J. Roselace has a question.
Okay. I think we need to skip this question for Amelia. I think most likely. But Ed, put it in the question.
I need her to answer it or else I can't sort her. It's literally one question.
Okay, I'll think about it. Why don't you guys...
Let's move on to the next one.
Go ahead and type that question, Edward J. Roselace.
Yes, please, Roselace.
Let's get Edward's question so we have some time to...
What's the next one, buddy?
I really need Amelia to answer that one.
This is a disaster.
Okay.
This is a fucking disaster.
Justice and injustice.
Yes.
Basically means...
Why is this
still going on?
Edward
his question is, why the hell is this still going on? That's a good question.
Fair.
That's a good question. It's almost like we kind of put Steve.
Okay. To me, justice and injustice seems like right and wrong. So therefore, to me, I would answer this in the one question, in the one answer, which would be, what is the person's moral obligation to choose what is right, wrong, what they morally believe is a just something for to be strived in justice, or something that's considered unjustified.
I like that. Okay. I think I've gotten enough information to put you guys into sorting hat or in my mental sorting hat. So let me go by person. I'll start off with Adam. Because your answer was very in a way vague, and I couldn't really understand it. So I have sorted you into the Judge Joe Brown.
Whoa.
Wow.
House.
The JJB wow. Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. Dan, I think your answer was a little bit, it explained a little bit more, than Adam's. So
yeah, Adam just started talking about voting again.
Yeah. I sorted you into the Judge Judy House.
I'll take it.
And then Amelia, because she had the best answer, and it was one that had the most thought put into it, she goes to the house that is the most just. And so she is the Judge Joe Mathis.
Whoa.
House. Wow. Very cool.
Do you see the picture you used of Judge Mathis? Judge Mathis accused of spitting on valet, and you say he's the most just?
Well, that was supposed to be a trap. I was going to get a bunch of people laughing. Off of that one. All of these.
Okay. Were just- I explained the joke. I just want to say, Judge Judy. I say Judge Grudy. How about that?
There it is. Shout out to Liam Andrew. Thank you so much for commenting. Steve.
So hold on. Before we move on, we have a comment that says by stepdaddy Dan's low key, Adam kind of looks like Judge Judy.
That's ridiculous. It. That's truly nuts. Judge Judy? Hold on.
Do it! Do the hand gesture!
Am I on? Am I on right now?
Yes.
Yeah. No, now you're not.
Hold on.
Now you are.
Go back.
I don't see it. I think the only similarity they share is they both like getting pissed on.
Oh my god.
Yeah, mostly shit on. Mostly shit on, to be honest with you.
Really? Is this proven?
Well, she has a book called Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining, which I always assumed was an invitation.
Okay.
Oh, so it's like she's asking, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining versus...
Yeah, just pee on my leg. That's all I'm asking for.
I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I had another judge too.
Was it Meredith Million?
Oh yeah.
Marilyn Million.
Marilyn Million. But Fred W. wasn't able to come.
Pour one out to Fred W.
Yes. Yeah, shout out to Fred W. Who could not make it to the show today. Well, we are kind of just treading water right now. So
I have another one.
You have another one. Is it just like that one?
No, this one was based on your actions for this whole game, but since let's just get this shit done with.
Get this shit done with. No, I mean, I'm done. This is fun to me.
You guys don't like it. Okay, well, it's based on your actions of the game so far.
Okay,
and I think for like I'm gonna sort Adam, because Adam, you were just direct. You knew the answer and you said it and the game is over, and because of that, you are a spam popsicle.
Whoa.
Okay.
And then Danny.
Yes.
With your intellect of knowing things within things, kind of like Inception. Mm-hmm. You are a pizza of pizza with pizza bagels as toppings and pizza rolls as toppings.
It's a pepperoni. That's crazy, because that looks like a Tombstone Pizza with Totino's pizza rolls and bagel bites. So that's the holy trinity there.
Just a real quick thing. So the guy who guessed the fucking game literally after the first time is the spam popsicle?
Yep, that's what you are.
And the person who said Gruden hat is the Inception of pizza and pizza?
What did I say?
You said you repeated the thing. All I'm saying, it's really not a slam on you, Danny. It's more the fact that like I won the game. Why am I spam? I should be pizza.
Spicy what is ham.
This? Well, you know what, Adam? You're two things. You're the spam popsicles, but because you're also you're a bit complicated and dull at the same time, you are fettuccine Alfredo with chocolate sandwich cookies and a fish fillet.
Ooh, I've always said that about him.
All right, I'll take that. That's fair. That's fair enough.
You're complex and gross at the same time.
Yep.
But Amelia, you see, she is, she's like the yin yang. You know, she's sweet. She's savory, like a McGriddle, but not a McGriddle. She's off brand. She's an off brand McGriddle. She is a waffle sandwich with hot dogs.
Mmm.
That looks delicious.
I'd rather be the plate that it's underneath. It looked very in the
show, you are the plate that kind of just holds us all together. So that's probably fair enough. Should we just go around like rating what Steve is? Amelia, what's Steve?
That's not part of the show.
I don't have any slides.
Okay. I'm the sorting hat.
Steve, what's Amelia? Or Amelia, what's Steve?
I think Steve is the thought of wanting to purchase all these types of snacks at Trader Joe's, but then realizes that they're only thinking about purchasing all those snacks because he hasn't eaten. Therefore, he doesn't buy the snack. So he's the thought of you wanting to buy it, but then doesn't end up actually buying it.
That's good. Okay, I got one. Danny, you got one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll let you close it out. Steve is that feeling of when you're like not sure whether or not to like where you're going to start your day. You're like, "Oh, should I do this or should I do that?" It's like it's that middle ground of like indecision. That's Steve.
What?
Danny, you're up next.
Okay. Here's my thing that Steve is. Steve is Judge Extreme Akeem from the show Eye for an Eye, which was a more shortly lived daytime talk show. See, he didn't have a gavel. He had a baseball bat that said justice. And I believe it was the only show, if I remember Eye for an Eye right, it was the only show where they dropped all artifice of a real courtroom and like they still sat in like a gallery and like it was still the setting of a courtroom, but he would just sort of sit back and let the people scream at each other. And then after like 2 minutes, he'd be like, "Hey, shut up." Whereas other shows, they would sort of nip it quicker while still accelerating, still pouring, you know, kerosene on the fire. This guy was just dousing it in gasoline. It didn't work as well because it was too much. Steve is also, this one should go without saying, because they share a name. Steve is also, of course, Steve Wilkos.
Steve Wilkos, of course. That's a pretty simple one.
All right.
I've always said he's the bodyguard of this group.
Mm-hmm. And which, of course, if he's Steve Wilkos, that also makes him the commish.
Oh, right.
Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Zaw said Steve. Nah, Steve is Steve Simone. Simon. Steve Simon.
Oh.
And then Stepdaddy Den says Steve is Sean. Is Sean. I did have it right. Steve Simone. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very interesting show so far.
It's been one of the best ones we've ever done.
One of the best ones we've ever done. But I do want to close it out as we're coming to the end. It's a quickie but a goodie. This week is going to be it's very important. Everybody, please go out and vote. The day this is released on the podcast, please go out and vote if you haven't already. Please choose the side of decency. I'm going to say it right now. Just choose fucking Biden, please. At the very least, this is where we're at in the world. But please. Remember that even though whatever what happens next week, we will be completely fine. We are in America. We are at the end of the day. We will overcome whatever happens, negative or good. Yeah. So please remember to take care of yourselves, take care of your family members, take care of yourself over this week because it is going to be long and hard for everything.
Steve, can I put the sorting hat on one more time? Because I know who Adam is.
Oh,
I know who Adam is. Because he said the phrase, take care of yourself.
He's Jerry Springer.
And it was implied and each other was the implication there. So obviously if you're Steve Wilkos, that makes Adam former mayor of Cincinnati, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. Oh, love it.
I've always said that.
That's can true. I'll take it.
Can I show what the prize was if the audience got it right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. What's the prize?
It was a pair of these really cool sunglasses.
Nice.
They're gold glitter, and nice. They got little horns on them.
So good. Well, while we're watching that, Steve Sotelo, is there anything you would like to plug?
I really thought that this show was going to go. I was like expecting like, oh, I'm going to be able to, this show's going to go without a hitch. I'm going to be able to pitch other game show ideas. I had one involving like chocolate and roulette. That all of that goes down the drain. So I guess only this podcast that's all I have now.
Well, please go follow Steve_Sotelo. And please do that. I'm going to go ahead and cut to Danny, who is showing Judge Jerry Springer. Oh, that's right. That was a show.
I think still that. Is.
How is it?
And that's okay. You. That's also you.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Danny, is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, I'd like to plug my friend Liam Andrew Tu's podcast. It's called Your Pick. I'm on the episode that dropped this past week. I play a silly guy named Joshua. He's crazy.
Oh, very cool. If we wanted to find a link somewhere, is there any way that we could find that somewhere?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get that shit for you.
Well, would it be possible that's linked to your Instagram in any way?
It is. Is it linked to my Instagram? No, but there is. It is on Instagram as at Your Pick Podcast. That's how it sounds. YOUR. There we go. Yeah, that one. Fuck. Making me fucking spell shit. Oh, very cool. Piss me off.
Love it so much. Danny, thank you so much for being a part of it. Amelia Gonzalez, is there anything you would like to plug?
Well, definitely my Twitter right there. You can definitely follow me on Twitter. I like to post a lot of things happening in the world. I like to go on rants at like 2 a.m. So definitely follow me there. You can definitely also follow me on Instagram at Caras de Amelia. I think I might actually start posting some finger guns. What are them?
Some videos.
Thank you. I'm going to be posting some videos from finger guns there too. So
heck yeah. Oh, nice. Yes. Yeah, I will say the opening video that we had this week, Amelia did a really, really great one that just kind of stood out on her own. So hopefully that's going to be on her Instagram sometime soon. And as always, please go check out Danny, and he's hiding in the curtains. But please go check out Go Finger Guns on all the social networks. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Of course, if you haven't already, please follow us on Twitch, because that's where we do the show every week, and we want to get some more subscribers over there. We're trying to get to affiliate. Please, if you like games like these, we do them every week. And they ended up actually being pretty fun. So shout out to Steve, who worked really hard on this show, you know, it's hard hosting a show. And obviously, sometimes it just backfires, you know? So
just say it's hard having you be a member.
It's hard just being close to me. I'll say that just in general. But please, we do have a show on Wednesdays now. It's Movie Pass. We were featured on Improv for Humans. It's a nice little improv movie form show where we like to improvise, and that will later be a podcast as well. So please go check that out. That's at 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. And please also check out Fake News Fridays. That's at 7 p.m. That's another great show on this network. We do all bunch of spoofs, and guess what? We do headlines, and I'm not the only one writing the monologue jokes, so it's actually pretty good. We had a really great, fun sketch. Anybody that joined enjoyed my video that I put out this weekend for Spooky Halloween. That was on was featured on that show. It was. We have a lot of great writers, a lot of great talent. So please go check that out. But what a great show we had today! I'm telling you, I had a lot of fun. That was I just had a shitload of fun. So without further ado, we're gonna close out the show. Steve Sotelo, how you doing, baby? He's doing good. Steve Sotelo's doing good.
Big sad.
Big sad. But without further ado, we're going to close out the show, finger guns comedy style. 1, 2, 3. Up! Pew, 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 pew! I won the game. Why am I spam?
Finger guns comedy.
The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect gift or addition to a small gathering. The Home Bar makes over 30 drinks from cosmopolitans to old fashions at the push of a button. Just insert the pod, press start, and enjoy. Each DrinkWorks pod contains real ingredients and premium spirits. For a limited time, get $50 off the Home Bar with promo code HOLIDAY. Go to DrinkWorks.com to order now. DrinkWorks, press play. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc., used under license. Please enjoy responsibly.
This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged, all-wheel drive SUVs, CR-V, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HR-V with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today.